Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast with Pastor Eric Dyer, Intern Will Emery, and Content Lead Kayla Popwell, soon to be Aldridge.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Kayla, you got engaged. How do you feel?
I feel crazy. I feel like I'm honestly in a dream. It doesn't feel real.
Okay. All right. That's yeah. Okay.
Still shocked. So,
well, somebody's married on this podcast.
Yeah,
Eric.
It's very much real. It's not a dream.
No, I know. That's
it is
a good
coming
thing.
Fast. You better watch out.
And funny enough, I went to preach a funeral last week, and I actually got to go to the place where I asked Julia to marry me.
Oh, that's cool.
And I brought my mom and my sister there, and I'm like, hey, this is where I proposed to Julia. And then I thought to myself,
did you cry?
Is this the place?
That's sweet.
Is this the door? Or was
Wait,
it that
so
door?
Where was it?
It was at Julia's home church.
You couldn't remember?
Okay, that's sweet.
What?
Does
Julia
either,
know that?
It's either... We'll figure it out if she listens to this podcast. But it was either the right door or the left door. And I'm pretty sure it was the right door.
You're pretty sure. You still don't know.
I'm still not 100%.
You didn't like
sure.
Look at a picture? Or
There's no picture.
You didn't have somebody there to take pictures?
No.
Wow.
I wanted to be totally organic. I didn't want to. I don't,
really?
Yeah.
Just
and
like
it costs
on the
money.
Cuff.
I'm not doing that.
True. You're going to save that money.
Yeah, I was poor in seminary. Living out of a hole in the ground.
Like, you want to watch something funny? Go look up Julian Eric's wedding video.
Yay!
Yeah, that's a ridiculous. That's now, my wife should be ashamed.
Now you'll
of
never find it. I mean, it took me like 30 minutes to find it. Yeah, that's really embarrassing.
Really, it didn't
to
take me that long.
Anyway, back to Kayla's engagement. Whatever.
Kayla's like, really? It
She's
took
like, really?
You that
are you
long?
That incapable? Oh my goodness. So
okay,
so we're happy for you though.
Yeah,
Thank
we
you.
Are. Congratulations
Thank
from
like Ben. He's
everyone
cool.
on the podcast team. We'll have to bring Ben on one day.
We'll have to ask him how he feels about this whole marriage thing.
But we'll talk about that later. Let's start off with D-Now, which we talked about last week.
We did.
Right, so we gave our expectations, gave our, really that, expectations, what we wanted to see. So, do you think our expectations were exceeded, were not exceeded, were not?
So.
Or what?
Part of me hates going to seminary because I have this seminary brain that's like analytical and I'm analyzing every single thing at every single moment. And so I was hoping for more people to be there, just to be honest. But there were a lot of people there. I mean, there was over 400 people there. I mean, that's pretty good.
That we know of, yeah.
That we know of, right? Like, I haven't got a final number back or whatever, if I ever get one.
I was going to say, I don't know if anybody...
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but I think overall... It was vastly superior to last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in every way.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think last year was terrible. Last year just felt kind of tired. I don't know what it was about it. And this year, and Will agree with this, this year I made it a goal to inject fun into it. Because as Christians, I feel like we took this bent where we're like, we can't have fun. We're all serious and about Jesus and blah, 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 you know, and we are. But I feel like we've gone too far that direction, and I just wanted to put some more fun in there because they're teenagers, right? Like, that's what they want to do. This is who they are. But I thought it's vastly superior. What do you think, Will?
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I would say that in the preface it with, it was nothing against the church it was at last year. Nothing against.
Yeah, we're pretty biased. It was at our church this year.
Yeah. So, but we love Scott Ray and them over there at Sweat. So that's.
Oh, yeah. It had nothing to do
no,
with
no,
it.
No. It was just more of the atmosphere as a whole.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. But this year, I do agree. I think it was. We really put 120% into it. And I think we can say that because we sat there while we did it.
Yeah.
You know,
we had two nights where we locked all the students in here. You know, which to anyone hearing that probably is like, man, that's a terrible idea. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's even where my mind went. But it ended up being really good. Like,
right.
It was just good.
Yeah. So I agree. I think it was a really great event. Everything went well. But so let's talk about individual. Let's just walk through the event.
Sure.
Things we remember, things we enjoyed. Kayla's sitting over here looking at me like, okay.
She's like, yeah, I was totally there.
Kayla was busy getting engaged this weekend, so she was not there. We'll get to Kayla.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So, okay, so let's start with Friday night, okay? First session. Well, actually, let's do this. Let's start with registration, right? So I'm working on AV stuff all weekend, so I'm really not even the intern this weekend. I'm more of like just the AV person.
Yeah.
And I come in from putting in lyrics or something and go into registration, and there are tons and tons and tons of people in this building.
Yeah.
And I was really shocked and amazed, not because I didn't expect there to be a lot of people, but it's really cool to actually see it. It's really cool to be like, oh, everyone's here, you know?
Yeah.
So numbers as a whole, I think we had a good group.
I think we had a good number.
Yeah, I do too. I think we had a really good group. So then let's go to the first session. Okay, so worship. I don't know how much you remember from the first session. I don't remember much either.
I remember being very impressed.
Yeah.
Especially with the band.
Yeah, I agree. The band was called More Than This. Yeah. And they're out of Alabama. They're for not really good guys sit there and talk to, and a good band to listen. They worship well. And something that was really cool to me was that they didn't at all, anytime throughout this entire weekend, sing one of their own songs. Not that that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
But they never, and what that shows you is that they're not so obsessed with getting more of their stuff out there.
Right.
That they come in and just sing. Because you'll have those bands that come in and just sing their own music and nobody knows any of it.
Well, and they would sing unfamiliar songs, like songs that I didn't know, and they were actually songs that I really liked.
Yeah, there was like that Fix My Eyes song that's not the one by 4King & Country, but the one by King's Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
It was very good.
It's a really good song.
I was like, man, because they're like, all right, we're going to teach you a song. And I always go, man. Because I just feel like I have to pay more attention to the words.
Yeah.
I've got to focus a little bit more on what I'm doing instead of the act of what I'm doing. But, like, I can't remember what that one song was, but it's like, You're the Founder and Finisher of My Faith or whatever. You remember that song?
Yeah.
I'll fix my eyes on you.
Yeah. It's called that. It's called Fix My Eyes.
Oh, the same song?
Kaleidoscope. Yeah.
Great. Yep. But I remember hearing it and going, this song is awesome.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Why have I never heard this song before?
Right.
But, like, And I don't think that necessarily they're better artists than the people that were here last year, but we just didn't have a full band last year.
Right.
You know, and I knew that that turned a lot of people off. Like, people did not like that. Like, we want loud music, shaking the walls, you know, fog machines, everything, the lights, all of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just to say real quick, the production value was fantastic. Like, the lights, the sound, the images on screen, the screens were never just a black screen. The graphics, even behind the words, phenomenal.
And, well, we appreciate that.
I mean, it was really bad. Because last year, it was just a couple of lights, and that's what it was. Not really many slides at all. It was just, it was what it was.
Yeah.
But I feel like we went way over the top.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I would say, you know, our AV guy, Bruce Callahan, who kind of runs the show in that aspect.
Like, he was here every day.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah, he's been here Monday through. I mean, it's been a full week, 7 days a week. So hopefully, he'll take the day off.
And we've been planning it.
Yeah,
a month before that.
Yep,
almost every day.
Well, and we knew, you know, from our conversations with Bruce, I could tell. I told him that from last year that we had to be better in some way. And, you know, because last year there was just kind of lights laying out everywhere. And that's the pro with being able to do it at your own church is you have the entire week to do it.
Yeah.
When we have to go somewhere else and do it, that doesn't necessarily have the resources we may have. It's a little bit harder because we don't have all week.
And you know
it.
How to do it.
Right.
Like, there's no this question, like, so how are we going to do this? It's like, no, we already know how to do it.
I know everything's plugged in at. I know how this is going to work.
Yeah. And we have the blessing of having multiple people that want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, not every church has a sound guy,
mm-hmm.
or a guy that's willing to give up 6 hours a day to be here,
right?
Especially after they get off work or whatever.
Yeah. I think it paid off really well,
but it was really well done, and I love the band. I agree with you;
they're
very good.
I think the band was really good. I don't remember, and it's going to sound terrible, but I don't remember his sermon on Friday night. Do you remember? Was it?
Let's see.
I know Isaiah 6 was morning, right? Saturday
right,
morning.
And he preached out of Hebrews.
Hebrews 12 was the night, but I don't remember Friday night.
Yeah, it was something else Old Testament, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. But he was good.
Yeah, I do think he was really good.
He was good. He was very real.
Yep.
Who was it now?
His name was Blake Newsom.
Dr. Blake Newsom, yep. He's a pastor at Mobile, I think.
Yeah, he used to be a preaching professor or something like that. And I was like, man, this guy's got to know how to preach, right? Like, he taught other people how to preach. He should know how to preach.
Yeah.
But I think the students fairly respond to him fairly well.
Yeah.
He challenged them in a lot of ways. Really pressed in on cultural Christianity, like, the whole time. Like, this is not okay. We should not be doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And he did it without even, like, referencing the problem. He just attacked the problem, which I really liked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as pastors, sometimes you're like, this is the problem, and it's the worst, and da-da-da-da-da, these are the consequences. And he was just like, hey, this is the issue, and this is how you handle it, or whatever.
Right.
And it was, which I thought was really well done by him. And he doesn't even know our culture here in Pierce County. He doesn't know anything about us. And it was mostly like, hey, I played sports all my life, and it was nothing compared to what God can do for you in your life. And that's a massive, like, countercultural idea mm-hmm. to our location, right? Because it's like sports, right? I love sports mm-hmm. too. But like, I'm just sitting there going, these students have heard the opposite of what this guy's saying their whole life. Mm-hmm. And now he's like turning all that upside down, you know? So,
right.
But it was good though. Yeah, that first night was really good. I knew that after the, like halfway, I think it's like halfway through the sermon, I knew this is going to be a good night. This is going to be a really good night.
So let's talk about the disco.
Yeah,
we did that
disco
on Friday night.
Yeah.
I think
I want to hear about that.
That went really well, I think.
Well,
I think it went.
Again, I didn't know how it was going to go because there's the transition between going from the sanctuary to the Mac building. They're setting up for the disco. There's feeding everybody punch and ice cream.
So y'all had Dean out in the sanctuary.
Yes.
And the disco was here.
And the disco was in the gym.
Okay.
So then we handed out these, like, what would you call them?
Bruce called them whackers.
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 Yeah, and they glowed. So they were white, and they would glow like red and blue, and I don't know if they glowed anything else. But
and you
like shake them and stuff or whatever. It's like pitch black. There's a couple disco balls, and it's like reflecting everywhere, and there's lights and stuff. And we had a couple students that were brave enough to get into the middle of the dance floor and just show us what they got.
Wow.
And it was pretty pretty hilarious.
It was. It was a good time. I mean, it was just...
It really was. And again, and I can tell Will at the beginning, this wasn't like this big production.
No.
I didn't want to make it this hour-long thing. It was about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We ate ice cream together. We fellowshiped with other people from other churches. We had people in afros. You know, just fun.
That does sound fun.
We had
fun.
A costume contest. We did the YMCA. We danced church clap, basically, when it was over.
Yep.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
And it was just fun. Yeah. Like, and it just screamed to everyone who was there, like, this is fun.
And
so the students loved it?
I think so.
I think
they really
enjoyed
liked it.
I think if it was any longer, they may not have.
Yeah. Because it's not like we had a lot for them to do.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was more of,
hey, we're going to socialize.
Yeah.
Basically. And laugh at each other.
And that's what I love about having it here, is that we have a place for people to socialize.
Yeah.
Like,
we just
can't socialize in the sanctuary. You just can't.
No.
It's a sanctuary. Right. It's a fellowship hall. And then we don't have to worry about, like, chandeliers or anything.
Very true.
We don't have to worry about any of that. So we get all the kids in the gym, and they were just having a blast, and they were having a ball. And, you know.
It was fun.
It was just so much fun.
It was good.
And that night, I thought, man, this is already better.
Right.
This is already better.
Yeah, so after the disco, let's talk about the nights.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eric, we worked shifts, right? We worked.
Yeah, so we had a couple of leaders in each room that were in the rooms with them all night. We separated girls and guys, so guys were in the student area, girls were in the gym.
Yeah, completely different.
And then Will, and Denise Brown took shifts. So I took the 11 to 2 shift, and then Will took the 2 to
6.
6 shift. Yeah. He had a little bit longer
shift. Yeah, it was rough.
Wow.
And then Denise woke up at 6, and Will went and crashed, and she would, like, start breakfast and all that stuff while we were sleeping. And we did that.
Two nights.
No, y'all have some good helpers.
Really, one night. Friday night, it worked.
Friday night,
flawlessly.
It worked as it was supposed to.
Yeah.
But
Saturday night, we were a little more tired.
We were a little more tired, but we were also, like, loopy tired.
Delusional,
so we stayed up a little later than we probably should have.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And students kept coming out, like, sneaking out of their room and hanging out with us for, like, 15 minutes at a time.
Eating chips and salsa.
Eating chips and salsa, eating our weight in it.
Yeah, so we can go ahead. So we're going to talk. So, like... Wait, so as you just heard, right, Eric worked the 11 to 2, 2 to 6 for me, and then Denise was 6 to onward. But instead, because Saturday night we played volleyball probably till about 12:30.
Yeah, we played volleyball.
It's not later than
that. Yeah.
And then by the time we all got, everyone kind of got in their areas, we turned the lights out. It was about 1:30 already. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, like, holy cow, I'm going to have to be up in 30 minutes to do this thing. And Eric was like, no, I'll do it till 3. So then I sat down because you and Seth were sitting
up.
And I didn't leave. And we just kind of started talking, and then talking to everyone who came through.
The students kept coming in. It was just a blast.
Before we knew it was 3:30, and Eric was like, all right, I need to go get some sleep. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I haven't slept one bit. I made it for about an hour. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I went to sleep. So,
yep.
But I think it went well. I don't think we didn't really have any problems.
No.
That I know of.
No, they're good kids.
Yeah, they are. We got really blessed with some really good kids.
Yeah, I know. I come from a youth group that wasn't all that great.
Yeah,
but these kids are really,
really lucky.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're great kids.
They're good kids.
So, okay, so that was Friday. So, first day went well.
Yep.
Saturday morning, got up, had breakfast.
Yep.
Went to the first session.
Yep.
At 10.
We played a game.
Played a game.
Yep.
How was that?
I played the game. It was okay. So at Move Conference, they had this game where people had to eat these cosmic brownies without using their hands. So that's what we
did. You should have told Ricky Saturday night that you did that. Because he is the one who was over a move conference.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know he's over a move conference.
He was over the youth stuff.
That was him.
So that's him.
He was on stage some.
Yep. That was him.
Wow.
My mind is literally blown right now.
We'll get to that in a second. Totally, keep talking about your game.
How am I going to move on from this? So we played that, and a kid dropped part of his on the floor, ate it off the floor. Students
literally.
Yeah. So he picked it up with his mouth like this and bit down because he thought it was all in there, but it wasn't, and it rolled off his mouth on the floor, and then he got on his knees and ate it. And I'm like commentating on the whole thing. I'm like, did you just eat that off the floor? You know, and then the kid next to him about threw up because he's trying to swallow it all at one time.
Oh,
and
he was
like,
ugh.
And I was like, are you about to throw up right now? Like, throw up on the table. Like, put the plates together and throw up. Don't throw up on the floor. That'll really be terrible if the pastor has to come up here and preach and there's vomit everywhere. That'd be really sad. The game went over fine. It's basically a time killer to me.
Basically. Mm-hmm. That's exactly.
And I didn't get it be a part of the youth pastor meeting, which is whatever. I've been in more than my fair share.
Yep.
But that went well. And then
we did worship again.
We did worship. Great. Another speaker.
He spoke. That was good. Isaiah 6.
Then we ate lunch and played kickball.
Yes, we ate lunch, played kickball. I think kickball went well. Yeah, kickball was really fun. It didn't really last super long.
No.
We were done by about.
There was like a middle school bracket and a high school bracket.
Yeah, so like shout out to all of our volunteers.
Dude, they killed it, man.
Denise and
Allison. None of that was me.
Yeah.
None of it.
They all knocked it out.
I
wanted
no part of it. And they took care of it. Yeah. Did a better job than I would have done.
That's
really
awesome.
Good job. Like Denise and Allison and all them. Just killed it.
They were
just
great.
Did a great job.
Great at that. But then kickball went well. Then we had dinner.
Yep. And then we had our last session. Yeah. So I think my favorite part about the weekend, and this is the first time I've ever done this, is every night I would keep the 6th or 8th graders in here, in the student area. And so the first night I brought up Jake Brown and Mary Bowen. And I said, these are two of my most faithful students. They've been here since the beginning. They sing, they serve, they go on our summer camps. They're here every Wednesday and Sunday. And then I let them speak. So then so they told them basically, hey, this is why it's important for you to be a part of the youth group. And I think that's really good for younger students because they want to hear it from them, you know.
Yeah,
and the younger students are always like, oh, I don't want to speak, you know. But like when they get up there, the kids are looking at them like, I want to hear everything that you have to say. Like, even if it's terrible, I want to hear everything that you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a really good job, and I got to brag on them, and I sent them off. And then I brought Marquette Waters and Lily Hillmeyer up there too. And I said, okay, these guys are only 2 years older than you, and they're here all the time. And they're committed, and they're friendly, and they're nice, and they want to help you. And if you're too scared to ask me a question, ask them because they already know. And I was like, I actually just asked Lily because Marquette will just keep talking. I kept roasting Marquette, and I really didn't mean to.
She loves to talk.
It got out of control. And then the next night, I got Madison Perrier,
mm-hmm.
who's leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Caroline Heron, who's going to be a senior. And mm-hmm. I brought them up there, and I said, now these are – two of possibly the oldest students that I have. One's leaving to go to college, and one's starting last year of high school. And then I let them talk about, hey, this was my journey from middle school through high school, and this is what it's like. Just to give them a little bit of context, you know.
Yeah.
And then I bragged on them, sent them out, told the students my testimony, just about what I've done in my life, what I've been through, and then challenged them to be thinking about how they're going to use their own testimony in their life to share mm-hmm. it with other people. And then we had ice cream, and it's basically it. And we played volleyball all night. But that was my favorite part of the weekend, you know. It's very intentional. Like, it was so much more intentional than it was last year. Obviously, this is only my second one that I've planned. I've been to three. But I've...
Have you? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, this was that.
Yeah.
The month before I got hired.
Uh-huh.
Yep, they wanted me to come for whatever reason, and it was weird. But that's okay.
I remember that.
I was here anyway.
Yeah.
Every time they'd be like, hey, thank the person who planned this, and they'd look at me, and I was like, I
have nothing
Texas,
to do with this.
I have nothing to do with this. I didn't even know this existed until a week ago. Yeah.
Right.
But this is my third one, second one I planned, and it's very good.
So how do you feel, and then we'll move off of the subject, but how do you feel, and by the way, I didn't get to experience any of that, so I'm kind of jealous.
I know, dude. It was very good. It was very good.
I didn't get to experience
I'm kind of jealous for you because it was good.
So, but how do you feel? So normally, and for those who don't know, it's formerly M Now, right? So we would do a mission in the afternoon. So how do you feel like that transition from M Now to D Now? Do you feel like that was a good transition? Is that something we'll go back to next year? How do you feel like that worked out?
I feel like it was so good that no one even really cared. I know that sounds terrible, but no one ever one time this whole weekend was like, so when's the mission? Why aren't we doing missions?
That's true. I didn't get asked about it either.
Did I get asked about that? Not that missions are bad. Huge, huge proponent of missions. But just after doing some research and just talking to some people just weren't doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And if we're not doing it, calling it M Now is either A, useless, or B, ingenuine. And so I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm in support of doing another D Now next year. I just am. If we went back to M Now, that's fine. I'd like to do it as a corporate, though, of churches, like go to a location and do something for the community or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I think the best thing about it is that you could still do a mission.
Right.
So I know a couple of churches still went out and did.
Yeah.
That we give it that freedom that you can go do whatever you want
right.
to.
Okay.
In that space.
And again, like we talk about in our youth pastor meetings all the time, a lot of these guys aren't full-time.
Yeah.
There's only three or four of us that are full-time, maybe just three of us. It's just three, right? No, there's four. There's four of us that are full-time, and they don't do that all the time. You know, and so when we give them this time frame to do stuff, it gives them flexibility. Like A, either they can do the hard work and have a mission, or B, they can go, okay, we're just going to do what's already planned, and we're just going to do that because they have the resources and the time and the money, and that's good, right? You're giving your students from another church the opportunity to do something that they normally could not do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's awesome. So I would do D Now again next year.
Yeah. I think it went well.
I'm the person, and you both know this, I'm the person that's like questioning everything, and even if it was great, go, do we do this again? Like, that's me to the core of my being, but it's not like that with this. Like, I was very impressed. And I think it'll be better. I was telling Will this last night. I think it'll be better next year when we don't have to like plan it all and set up all the lights and run the sound and, you know, do all this extra stuff, and we can just do what we want to do, you know. And I know that sounds kind of selfish, but I don't really care. But I think it'll be better. And that's what I think. That's just what I think.
If we don't host it next year,
well,
maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
You can be quiet.
Probably not. It normally rotates.
It does.
So D Now, that is officially done. That was like the end of our summer. So now we started a new church year, right? So I guess we can talk about that Sunday morning. Promotion Sunday. We started a new church year, so we're no longer, for those who don't know, church year goes to the school year.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Ish.
Sort of, kind of. Yeah. I don't even, is it made to be like that? Is that why they do it like that?
I really don't think so.
Or is it just
because? I really don't think so. I don't know why.
It just happens that way.
It just happens.
Okay. Well. Yeah. So that means new things are coming. Our pastor is stepping aside.
Yeah. We heard of that. That was so, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks or was it just 1 week?
It was a week ago. Yeah. It was not yesterday, but last Sunday.
Yeah. Two Sundays. Dude, we've been here so many days. It feels like 3 weeks.
Yes, we have. We've been here every single day for a while. So,
yeah.
So there's a lot of things going on. New year, new things. New year, new me.
It'll be the first year of full-time ministry that I've not been in school.
What is your New Year resolutions for yourself, for the church year?
You think I've had time to think about that?
Do you have a New Year? Maybe as Baptists, we shouldn't celebrate January 1st as the New Year, but we should celebrate whenever Promotion Sunday is. As our new year.
Yeah, probably.
So this is when my resolutions start.
I wonder if that's the Southern Baptist thing. I wonder if we all do it on the same day, or we're supposed to. But I wonder if there's a day on the calendar that says promotion.
I don't know.
I'll look into it.
Who knows?
Not that anyone who listens to this podcast cares.
Yeah, no, they don't at all.
I'm going to look into it.
All right, so that was D Now Weekend. It is done. Summer is over with. Kids start back school on Wednesday.
Yep.
You don't go back to school, as you mentioned. Eric is done. Kayla is going to nursing school.
Yes, please pray for me.
Be praying for her. I'm just now finishing summer classes.
And then you're going
right back into the fall semester.
Dude, you're a full-time student.
So it's going to be crazy. So we're getting, and like I mentioned last week, well, really, this episode will probably be the first longer one, and then we'll just get back into our normal routine of these.
Yeah.
So now let's kind of transition. So last week, if you listened to last week's podcast, it was a little weird, right? We talked about an upcoming look at D-Now, and then we transitioned heavily into The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we talked about Hannah Brown, who is, I guess.
Hannah.
Is she The Bachelorette?
On Instagram.
So is Hannah Brown, is that she's The Bachelorette, right? That's what they, that's her
position. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what she does.
So just real quick, Kayla, maybe you can bring some light to this. So when you know, like when you're the president, you're always referenced as the president from like the rest of your life. So even though George Bush isn't president, he's President George W. Bush, and Obama's President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. Because,
and even though they're not president, they're still called the president.
Yeah.
Is it the same way with The Bachelorette? Like oh, that's Alabama Hannah The Bachelorette. Like, is that?
I kind of think so.
Okay, I think it is too.
Because I feel like whenever people talk about, like, past bachelorettes or bachelors, they, like, reference them as that.
Yeah. And I would even go so far as to say that they may be even more popular than the presidents. But that's just my opinion.
Isn't that sad?
It's so sad.
That's funny. So, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, let me catch you up a little bit. Right? So, Hannah Brown made these comments at different times, I think, throughout the season.
Yep.
Right? So, kind of her, and you probably have heard about, if you don't live under a rock, you've probably heard about these already. But she, you know, she made the comment that I've had sex and Jesus still loves me.
Yep.
She made the comment of, they go to these fantasies. So explain to me, Kayla, what is the fantasy suite week? Do you know?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, like, religiously, but I have watched episodes. If I'm not wrong, I think the fantasy suite is like, she picks a guy that obviously she's more interested in than the others, and she takes him to this special suite for like one night.
Right. So even better, I think, and I think it may say, I'm on this Washington Post article, by the way, if you're curious where I'm getting this stuff from. Let's see. But Monday's night episode was a different story as Hannah went to Greece for fantasy suite week. It's crazy. They went to
Greece. Oh, so it's a week.
I guess so. Well, I think you're right. It says where contestants can spend the night together off camera, which is already a problem.
Very much so.
That's already an issue. So they do that for a week. They spend the night off camera for a week. I'm sorry, Eric is over here dying.
Just keep going. And I promise I'm okay.
And it's really distracting. Anyway, so where contestants can spend the night together off camera. So that's already probably a problem, right? You're having these, they're dating each other and they're, with her four finalists, there's four different guys she's doing this with. Peter, Tyler, Jed, and Luke. Okay.
And is Luke the crazy one? Is he the Christian one?
No, Luke. Yeah, Luke.
Yeah. He's the guy who came
Luke
back.
Luke P.
Sorry.
This is what Hannah had to say about the fantasy suite weeks. Fantasy suite week is not about sex.
Ha.
It's to have the time in a real, raw way without cameras to see where my feelings are truly and really find out who I want to be with for the rest of my life. At first, things proceeded normally as Hannah and the finalists used coy euphemisms about taking relationships to the next level.
Ooh.
Or how they didn't allow things to go too far. Then came Hannah's doomed date with Luke.
Dun, dun, dun.
So this is what we talked about last week, right? This was everything that, you know, he says. Luke said that I'm very confident that we're on the same page with our morals, and I want to hear it from your mouth, telling her that he wants to hear her say something. I just want to make sure you're not going to be sexually intimate with the other relationships here. If you told me you're having sex, or if you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home 100%. Already, Luke broke protocol. So, is what this article says. And this is what Hannah responded. And I don't know if we talked about this last. We talked about the tweets, but I don't know if we talked about this conversation. And this is what Hannah responded to Luke when she said this, which is a very right now culture thing to say, how she responded. And I don't mean that in a good or bad way. That's what this is. She said, Hannah responded, trying to wrap her mind around the ultimatum. I guess there's an unspoken agreement that contestants don't discuss what goes on with other finalists. Hannah responded, trying to wrap her mind around the ultimatum. Sex is a very big deal to me. Some of the things that you said, like, I don't agree with it at all. And honestly, I'm kind of mad because the way you just said that, it's like, why do you have the right to do that? Because you are not my husband. And then Luke said, can I cut you off for a second? No, Hannah said flatly, you're questioning me, you're judging me, and I feel like you have the right and feel like you have the right to when you don't at this point. I get when you care for somebody that you don't want to think about somebody being intimate with another person. But guess what? This is it right here. Sex might be a sin out of marriage. Pride is a sin too. And I feel like this is a pride thing. I feel like this is like a pride thing. So.
Well, didn't she even admit, though, that she had had some sort of encounters with some of the men on the show?
I think so.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that she admitted.
I think so, too.
Or she admitted, maybe not that, because Hannah apparently tried to make her leave. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Okay, so this is what she continued. The conversation continues, and Hannah says this. I'm reading this article quote from the Washington Post. Hannah, increasingly irate, tried to explain that she didn't consider sex as, quote, slipping up, unquote. So I guess he told her that was slipping up. You know the story in the Bible about when the woman was caught in adultery and she's thrown into the village. And Jesus is there and he's like, you without sin, throw the first stone. What you just did was holding your stone up at me and asking and trying to see what I've done. And I know that I have God in my heart. She said, I've prayed so much for clarity and I feel like I've finally gotten clarity on you and I do not want you to be my husband. So Luke refused to leave apparently. And then, she said, I've had sex before, or I've had sex, she told him.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. And then that's where Hannah says, and Jesus still loves me.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
So it kind of brings up this whole, like the problem, right?
Right. So apparently, all of that to say that the problem is that she is saying that I have been sexually intimate with others, and Jesus still loves me. Jesus still forgives me of my sin. And
yeah.
But I think she's saying, as we talked about last week, in the way that I can continue to live in that. And
I can do what I want.
Jesus still loves me. So we talk all about all of that again to ask Kayla her opinion. So you heard Eric's opinion. You heard my opinion last week. So Kayla, what do you think? What is your take? So you don't watch The Bachelorette, right? Or do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you don't watch
I have watched episodes. Like, for example, when I was at the beach, that was one of the only things on. And I was like, well, I've heard a lot of interesting things, so I just kind of want to see how all of this goes down. Right. So I did watch the season finale.
Okay, so you don't, but you don't watch it?
No.
So do you have any, I mean, you've probably seen this on social media and stuff. I mean, what's your thoughts behind, especially being, because we can talk about it from a guy's perspective,
yeah.
But from a girl's perspective, I mean, you see this girl up here who is the Bachelorette, right? I guess for most girls, that may be like an idol in their life. Like, oh my goodness, that would be the most amazing thing in the world. What I guess I don't know.
I'm not a girl.
Yeah,
to some girls, it probably is.
I'm sure it is. So like from a girl's perspective, you're watching this one who's like representing all Christian girls right now. And she says something like this. So what do you think about that? How does that?
Think about her comment and her?
Yeah. The whole thing.
Okay, well, number one, I don't agree with it. Okay, well, what she says, of course, like, yes, Jesus still loves you. Yes, he forgives you for that sin. But I agree with you. I feel like she was saying it as if, like, it's okay for her. Like, because Jesus still loves her, even though she has sex out of marriage, that she can still do it.
Yeah.
And she portrays herself as a Christian, as we all know on the show.
Yep.
And it bothers me because I feel like some girls that really might like look up to her, like look at her as an idol, hear that and like mistake that for being okay outside of marriage.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really like the whole show in general, but her in particular, like that whole situation kind of bothered me a lot.
I think it's interesting what Will just read, and it's kind of stuck with me since you read it, about how these fantasy suites or whatever, like, first of all, you're calling it a fantasy suite, so you're already portraying certain imagery.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't even want to go there, but I think when she says it's a place where you get raw with someone and you want to figure out someone's real feelings off camera or whatever, that gives such a negative view of how relationships are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that you have to be alone with someone in a room to communicate how you feel about them is kind of ridiculous. And it's like this whole notion of, well, if I don't live with this person before we're married, how will I know if we can do it? It's that type of thing.
Yeah.
And which is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like that, like what sense does that even make? You know, like it's not like they're your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the whole problem with marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just this contract. It's this roommate mentality that, oh, whenever I'm done with this person, I'm done. And I think the whole concept of getting raw and like you can only say certain things when you're alone with this person one-on-one, I think that's just such a terrible misconception.
Well, I don't feel like you should have to do that to like be able to know that person.
Yeah.
Like in a certain way.
Right.
Like you can talk to that person and get to know a person like and make a deeper connection with them without having to do that.
Yeah, I think so. And again, like Will was saying, there's so many young people that are watching it going, oh, okay, this is what I need to do. And it's like, well, how about you don't do that?
It portrays like dating and just like finding a spouse like in a horrible way.
Yeah.
A horrible, horrible way.
Like I'm going to date these 12 guys at one time and whichever one I like the most is the one I'm going to go with.
It does not right. work like that. Like,
wait a minute. Like right. this is not.
Like if I'm truly claiming to be a Christian and I'm claiming that I'm abstaining from these things, I'm probably not. This is something that I'm not going to participate in.
Right.
If I went on this show and whatever, I'm probably not going to participate in the Fantasy Suite Week. Even if in my mind, say I'm the most genuine person in the world and I don't ever mess up and whatever, I'm still just because of what it looks like, just because of what it is.
Exactly.
Right. And I think that's the hedging that you need to have.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you should never be alone with a person of the opposite sex like that. You just shouldn't do that. That's a poor choice. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, it doesn't matter if you have all the explanations in the world, people are going to think what they're going to think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you even do that? That makes no sense, you know? And I don't know, like, and I want to reaffirm what you said, Kayla. Like, I do believe that if you've had sex outside of marriage, God forgives you.
Mm-hmm.
And God is gracious and loving, and he cares for you, and he will heal you from that. But there's a vast difference. And I agree. And again, like I think I said this last week. I don't remember, but it's almost like when she's saying these type of things, she's mixing some truth in to her own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like oh well, God forgives me. That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, I have sex and God's forgiven me. That's also true. But then you follow that third statement up with, and I can do what I want, right? Like. God will continue to forgive me for this or whatever. And it evolves from you spewing facts to you spewing your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not careful, we start hearing stuff like that and we go, oh, well, the first two things she said are true. So that must mean the third thing she said is true, when that's just bad logic in general.
Yeah.
But I think, though, you're easily manipulated in thinking that. Because, yes, God forgives everything. God will forgive you. And God does redeem you and still loves you, even though you've done whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't free you up
to just continue
to do it. Like whatever. Paul says, go and sin no more. Are we saved to keep sinning? No. It's to stop sinning. Jesus, like we talked about last week, Jesus heals somebody, and then what does he say? Go and sin no more. That's literally what he says.
Well, that's the passage he references. That's it. And that's what you want to ask is like, Hannah, just read the rest of the passage. Just get to the end, because you're right. You know, Jesus throws this lady laying here, and he asks the people, he says, you know, who has not sinned, throw the first stone, cast the first stone. Obviously, nobody's perfect other than Jesus, and so they all leave, right? And then he asks the girl, he says, so who threw a stone? And she said, well, no one, right? And then that's when he says, hey, go and sin no more.
Yeah, stop doing what you're doing.
It's like she cuts off there.
Yeah.
And she's calling. She's saying, hey, Luke, you're sitting here picking up your stone and about to throw it at me. But I can do
it. I feel like what makes it even worse is that's already such a big misconception, like, in society today.
Yeah.
And it's already something that so many Christians struggle with. So her saying things like that, like, doesn't make it any better.
No. And it only adds more confusion
into,
okay, what's actually happening here.
Mm-hmm. It's the popular thing.
And I also think it's pretty funny that she compares these two situations, right? And like literally the girl that's in Jesus' situation is literally about to get killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is could you imagine?
Yeah. And you're comparing your Twitter feud on a reality TV show with this lady who's about to be stoned to death. So I get what she's trying to do there, and I don't think it's wrong to compare the two, but to say it's the same is just grossly out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you would have said, okay, I agree to disagree, you know, we wouldn't have taken Alabama Hannah out back and stoned her. Like, that's not what we would have done.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what we would have done.
No, that doesn't happen.
And it's more about like this argument that she's having with this guy or whatever. And again, I don't want to defend either party or whatever because I don't really care at the end of the day. But
true.
But what I do care about is the cultural significance of it all, because there's so many people that watch this show.
Yep.
And they're like, okay, this is what it's like to find somebody.
And there are a ton of people that watch that show.
And I'd be interested to see the research into how many people actually marry and stay married to these people.
I don't think it's many.
I don't think it's many either, which is hilarious.
Like, I don't think it's many at all.
But I'm sure they make quite a bit of money off of it, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's no telling. Oh, and I'm going to look that up and see if I can find an answer.
Yeah, you should look that up.
To the, so it's been airing, so The Bachelor's been airing for 23 seasons.
Golly.
Now, okay, so here we go. Okay, so ready? So The Bachelor has been airing for 23 seasons. So that's since 2002.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is 23 different men who have been married to some other...
So this doesn't count The Bachelorette, just The Bachelor.
No, this is just The Bachelor right
now. Okay.
Only two couples from the show were still together.
That's hilarious.
Why would you even go on, like, the success rate is like...
Three.
Right.
Only
what
two
percentage?
But think of the process. It doesn't make... Of course it's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Of course it's not. It's going to be the rarest thing. That's why only two. It doesn't make... You're dating these other 12, with The Bachelor, these other 12 women or whatever.
Yeah.
For however long, a couple months, I guess. And then all of a sudden you get to pick one. And you're forced to choose one. There's like no way out. Right? Have you ever seen I don't know if there's a Bachelor who gets to the end. They're like, you know what? I don't want any of you.
You know what?
I don't think there is.
No, I don't either.
I mean, in Hannah's situation, in a way, she kind of didn't. But then on the finale, I forgot his name. Was it Jed? Did she pick Jed, or was it the second to last one?
I don't know.
Whichever guy was next to the guy she picked.
I need more education on The Bachelorette. I don't know.
Was on the finale, and she like told him that she still had feelings for him, and that they could go get lunch or hang out or something.
And just think about that for a second, though. Like, she just told someone that she wanted to be with them, right? Mm-hmm. And then because she has feelings for them and she loves them, and then that relationship ends, and then the next moment... She goes, I have feelings for this other person. It's like, wait a minute. That's not how this works. That's not how relationships work.
No.
At all.
I was floored whenever she did that. Yeah. Which I guess I really shouldn't have been too shocked. But
so that's The Bachelor. Only two couples since 2003. Now, The Bachelorette,
that's pretty fantastic.
There's 14 seasons since also 2003. And six of the couples are still together. So it's a little bit better on The Bachelorette.
So women at least do a little bit better of a job at this whole shame.
Picking.
Yeah.
Which, so... So that's The Bachelorette. This will be the last time. Hopefully, we'll talk about it.
I don't know. I kind of like talking
about
it.
Well, you know.
I don't know that I would like watching it, but I like talking about it, though, for sure.
Giving your opinion on
something I have no idea about.
Right. We may talk about the next
Which
season,
I want to make that clear. I have no idea what I'm talking
about. Yeah, no.
I've never seen a single episode
of this
show. And this could be totally
show.
Out of context, because I'm sure there's some like crazy super fan that's like, you don't even understand the whole story. And it's like, that's fine.
Yep.
I don't really want to know the whole story.
We are speaking completely out of ignorance.
Yeah. So anyway.
So who knows? Okay, so we talked about D-Now, talked about the Bats rep. Now probably the thing everyone's been waiting for.
Oh my goodness.
Kayla's engagement.
Oh, it's on now.
So Kayla, are you still going to be a part of the podcast now that you're getting married?
I am.
Okay. Good.
I am.
Okay, good.
Way to ask her that on the podcast.
I know, like on the spot.
That's the most unprofessional thing you've ever done.
I had to, well, you
were
persuaded to say yes.
That was
I had to.
I was.
That's all right.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so you're going to be on the podcast still, so that's good.
We need you now. Now we're dependent on you. So
true, because okay. I'm actually leaving.
Stop, no, you're not.
You just go. Just go.
Y'all, we're running on like... Well, no, we actually... I slept good last night, so...
Yeah, I slept good, too.
From D-Now, so
I still could have slept probably all day today, but...
Probably so.
Whatever. Well, yeah. So how did it happen, Kayla?
Yeah,
give
so tell
us the
us.
Rundown. You have to give us all the details, but just give us enough to tease us with it a little bit.
Okay, so I was told that we were going on a date...
Okay.
Before I started nursing school. Like, that was the whole reason we were going on the day.
Okay.
And you had no idea before you've...
No.
Nothing.
No. Okay. I just thought it was a normal day. So, we went and got breakfast that morning. Then we went to Brunswick, lunch, not dinner. But
what'd you eat?
We ate at Longhorns.
You should have saw it coming. You should have saw it coming.
Well, we either...
Is Longhorns like the...
I'm totally... I know what I'm talking about right now.
We eat there a good bit when we go to Brunswick, so... I didn't think.
So he's kind of lulling you to sleep over it. Like, it's just a huge, nothing important's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so then we just like shopped around, which I guess like in a way I could have thought something was up because Ben's normally like okay, come on. He doesn't like, we've been in here a while. No, he's not at all. And he was like, you look at whatever you want. So I guess I should have known something that was weird.
You're like, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Right here. So can you then believe it?
We went and got frozen yogurt, and he was like, okay,
did you go to Minchie's?
Minchie's? No, yeah. We went to Fuse.
Never been.
But
Minchie's the place to go.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you're that.
Welcome. I made it that one, though.
It's pretty good.
So he was like, okay, let's go walk on the
beach. Obviously what I care about. This
oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
And so he never really like wants to walk on the beach or anything like that. So I kind of thought that was a little strange. And he was like, we need to like go walk on the beach at like 5 o'clock. He just kept on saying like 5 o'clock.
What?
I'm like, okay, like why we gotta be there at 5 o'clock?
Let's not be weird about this.
And if you know Ben, like he's just so go with the flow. Like doesn't really care like what time we go do what or anything. So we get on the beach and we're like walking on the little boardwalk and we're going down the steps and I was debating on whether I should take my shoes off or not because I didn't want to get my feet really like sandy or anything or my shoes. And he was like, no, don't worry about it. And so we were walking down the steps and he was like, there was a little table set up with like a picture.
Oh. So at this point you knew.
And a dozen roses and a candle. Yes, I knew. As soon as I saw the table, oh, I was like, gosh. I started crying because I knew he was about to propose. So he's like, okay, Kayla, that table over there is for us. And so then he asked me, he was like, so we had talked about, we've dated for almost 4 years, those of you that don't know. So
yeah, you were in overtime.
Yes, like, We were beyond ready.
you were at the end of your rope.
Time's running out on
us. We were ready. And so he was like, we talked and I was like, okay, like there's a list of things I want when you propose. I promise I'm not like a brat, crazy? But I did have a list. Okay. And I wanted my nails done. And like, of course, you know, you had to get my dad's blessing.
Sure.
And I wanted pictures of the proposal and I wanted to celebrate with my friends.
Yeah.
Like after. So those were like my four main things. And so he was like, what are the things that you had to have done before I proposed? And I said, I had to get my nails done. And then like after that, I was like, I don't even know. Like,
I don't even remember. I don't even care.
Just do it. And then, yeah, just do it. So then he listed them out and he was like, okay. And then he couldn't really talk anymore. So then he got down and asked me. And of course I said yes.
Oh, there you go.
So was there anybody else who witnessed this or was it just you?
Actually, Ben's sister, Emily.
Okay.
Her and her fiance just got married a couple weeks ago. It's her husband's sister.
Okay.
She's really good at taking pictures, and their aunt has a beach house in St. Simons because he proposed to me on the beach at St. Simons. So she was like over on a little dock taking pictures.
Okay.
And we had no idea, or I didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
But.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
I'm wondering why Eric Dyer and Will Emery weren't the first
seriously
people to be there.
Oh
why wasn't I invited?
He couldn't ask you because you'll have to now.
You know, I don't. I would have quit.
He probably wouldn't have asked me. It's really okay. It's not that big a deal.
I know. He's like, you know who I'm going to invite? Eric Dyer. He needs to be here. You're hanging out with her group
what
of girlfriends
what
over
a
there.
Journey. It's just me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Oh. See, that's great. That's fantastic.
So Eric and Julia are married. We Kayla are. Is about to be married.
And Will, you're
nowhere
pretty close, right?
To being married, so.
But you're great with that, though, right?
We've got three.
Like, you're content with that?
Yeah. I don't know. Now y'all both going to be married. I feel a little intimidated.
Now the pressure's on.
Now it is.
Next girl you find, you're going to be like, hey, I don't even know your last name, but you're going to be married.
Yeah. And by December.
When I called Julia's dad, I don't know what expectation I had on that conversation, but it was like, not a great conversation. Like, it was just like,
I know.
I was like, no, he didn't. He didn't. I'd have laughed.
That
so
would
hard.
Have been so
because that's just who I am. Because I'd have felt like he was joking. I'd have been like, oh, ha, that means yes, right? And then he'd been like, no. and then I'd have laughed more because that's who I am. But no, I called him and I said, hey, man, how's it going? Good. You know, he knew I was calling him. Like,
you did this through phone call?
I lived in Texas.
I was going to say, kind of had an excuse.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So I called him. I remember I was going to work. Called him. I said, hey, man, how's it going? Good. I can't remember what we talked about. And I said, would it be okay if, you know, I married Julia? Because I love her. I want to spend my life with her, whatever. And he goes, yeah, if that's what you want to do. And I was like,
all right,
okay,
thanks.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Yeah. So talk to you later. And that was literally it. Like, it was.
Wow.
Like, I was expecting this, like, you know, I'm so proud of you, too. I love you, blah, blah, blah. I really hope he listens to this. He's never going to. But I was really hoping for that, I just got a, yeah, sure, why not, kind of conversation.
You
kind of
had it easy.
Yeah, I really did.
He didn't question you about anything.
No, he didn't at all. I really didn't want him to anyway. So I guess I'm lucky, but I didn't want, no, I didn't want anything to do with that. But that's my experience with that type of thing, which hopefully it's the only experience I ever have with that type of thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to ever do that
again. Yeah, yeah. No, so actually, I can remember sitting in chemistry with Kayla before you and Ben dated. You remember that?
Yes. No, we had just started dating.
But no, you went on your first date.
That's dating,
Will. In chemistry, wasn't it?
Going on a date is dating.
Weren't you in, do you know what Eric
said? It's in the word.
Okay, it was either like right at the beginning.
It was.
Or something like that. It was. But we were in the word.
So I was a vital part.
I knew you would make this about you.
I was a vital part.
Man, this is a joke.
So if I'm not doing your wedding, I'm very disappointed.
Oh my God.
I will be ordained next week.
Have you decided who's doing it?
We haven't really talked about it too much.
Okay. You know what? Why would you even do that? Why would you even reference me there?
You're like really putting me on the spot right now.
He's putting you on the spot.
I just want people to know that I played a part.
You're making this all about you.
Oh,
typical.
I'm just kidding. I have nothing to do.
We probably need to end this podcast.
We probably should.
It's gotten way out
of hand. This just, again, shows After D Now.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast. As always, we want to thank our church family. Without you, we couldn't do this. Thank you to our listeners for listening to us. We really appreciate you.
Be sure to go follow us on all of our social media accounts. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And be sure to subscribe to us anywhere podcasts can be found.
Next week, we will be talking about the things Eric talked about with Kayla, as well as different kind of sins. Why is one more serious than the other? In our culture, why not? Does God look at all sins the same? Things like that. We're for the word, for the truth, and for the church. Again, as always, thanks for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.